The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, August 9th, 2010, and presidential release number 386. On the last presidential release, I talked about the grant that we are trying to get from the Pepsi people. And some people have been having some trouble getting at the website to vote for our grant. So I have some words here having to do with this. We're trying to get a $250,000 grant from Pepsi, which offers grants if you vote for the grant enough. For anyone who is having trouble voting for the NFB Youth Slams project on the Pepsi Refresh Everything website, if you do not have the ability to text a message to vote for the grant, please visit the Access Technology Team's Access Technology blog. The blog contains an entry with detailed instructions that you can use to assist you in using the website to vote for the grant. You can find the blog at http://www.nfb.org/nfb/access-technology-blog-asp. Alternatively, you can get to the blog by navigating to www.nfb.org and then clicking the links for Products and Technology, Technology Center, and finally, Access Technology Blog. We hope that this post is helpful as you cast your vote to give blind children access to opportunities in science and technology. Now, if you want to text your vote, you can do that by sending a text to 73774, and the message in the text should be 101913. The 73774 is the number that you want to text this message to. It is in the same as the letters for Pepsi, but you can't use the letters for Pepsi. You have to use 73774 and the number to use to vote for our request for a grant is 101913. Please get this done. You can vote every single day in August. If you haven't voted today, please do so. If you have voted today, please plan to vote tomorrow and plan to vote every day until the entire month of August has concluded. I myself have voted, and if I can do it, you can do it. This is the way I look at it. I am not an expert in technology, although some of my friends have told me I'm a lot better than I used to be. So please get your votes in for the Pepsi grant. We are just concluding a time when we invite blind kids and their parents here to work on the Junior Science Academy. We've had it for 2 weeks. We had it 2 weeks ago, and then we had it again last week, and the kids have departed to head back to their home cities and states on Sunday. We explored the physics of six simple machines. These are the simple machines that make it practical for machines to do all manner of work that might not be done without them. There is the wedge, the inclined plane, the wheel, the screw, the lever, and the pulley. These six machines, when combined, become not simple machines, but complex machines. And if you add a power source to them, they become a lot more complex machines. We invited the students to think about what these machines will do and to build devices that combine different ones of these simple machines to do a piece of work. Also, we rigged up a system where a complex set of pulleys, multiple different pulleys in lots of configurations, work together to provide a lot of mechanical advantage. And we put a chair on this thing, and then we had these little kids who weighed maybe 70 pounds or so crank away on the crank that pulls on the pulley, and the pulley pulls on the other pulley, and the pulley pulls on yet another pulley, and pretty soon the whole contraption hooks up to this chair. And I sat on the chair, and I weigh a lot more than 70 pounds, and these little kids were using the combined mechanical advantage of multiple different pulleys to lift me up into the air. They lifted me up maybe 10 or 12 feet or something like that. They got high enough up that they could stand underneath me, and then they threatened to leave me up there. My brother, Professor Matt Maurer, was here helping to do the teaching, and he kept encouraging them to leave me dangling in the air and to go off and to have lunch or something else. But eventually they did let me down. And when they let me down, this was a very good thing. I got to be back off the chair, but they noticed how it is that you can use a set of simple machines to do an extraordinary amount of work that might not be done without those machines. And they learned a lot of science, and their parents learned something about blindness, and they learned something about blindness, and we had a great time doing it, and we will be doing much more of it in the time to come. Mary Jo Hartle led the team. She is our director of education. She led the team doing the planning for this event, the Junior Science Academy, and she brought the teachers together, and she brought the parents and the kids together so that they could do the learning. And we had a great time explaining to people that blindness cannot prevent you from becoming a scientist if you want indeed to do that, and if your energy is sufficient and your mind is capable, you can be a scientist whether you're blind or you're not. Coming up soon, we will have on the program that Joe Ruffalo does. He's a board member of the National Federation of the Blind and president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. He does an internet radio broadcast called Through Our Eyes, and he will be welcoming Mary Jo Hartle to that broadcast. Joe Ruffalo says, save the date on Wednesday, August 18 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I bet he means Eastern Daylight Time. The host of Through Our Eyes, Joe Ruffalo, member of the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors and president of our affiliate in New Jersey, interviews Mary Jo Hartle, Director of Education at the Jernigan Institute, Baltimore, Maryland. The purposes, goals, and objectives of the national programs conducted at the Jernigan Institute will be discussed. The recent Junior Science Academy will be the highlight of the program. Participants in the Junior Science Academy and their parents are welcome to call with questions or comments. How do you access Through Our Eyes? Logging into the program at www.throueyes.org, or you can go to throughoureyes.org/jaws.html. If you wish to call with a question or a comment, you dial 1-888-572-0150. 641. Join us for an educational, inspirational, motivational interview on the 18th day of August. This weekend, we had a presentation, which was an interview on CBS Evening News, Saturday, August 7th. There was a story about the importance of Braille, which mentioned the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to encourage the teaching of Braille, and had a student on the program who was not being taught Braille and yet cannot read print, and that student was told by the experts that the student didn't need to learn Braille. It helped to give emphasis to our urgent request that blind students all over the United States get the opportunity to learn how to read and to have literacy as a part of their lives. The CBS Evening News is not a program that features blindness very often. This time it came out with a report emphasizing the vital importance in the lives of blind people of the skill of reading and writing Braille. A very good thing to happen. On Monday morning, that's today, on the Rush Limbaugh program, which is the Rush Limbaugh morning update, there is an item called Blind Justice. And it says that Amazon sent its Kindle onto college campuses. It says that the Kindle was not accessible to the blind. It says that it wasn't very important that it wasn't accessible to the blind. It says that a bunch of activist organizations, such as the National Federation of the Blind, complained about the inaccessibility. And it says that the complaint went to the Justice Department. It then criticizes the Justice Department for its actions, implying that the Justice Department should not take accessibility to information as an important element of civil rights for the blind. It says that there's an old cliche about the blind leading the blind, but we're not being led by the blind. America's now being led by liberal morons who are also world-class bigots. Now, I think that Rush Limbaugh probably meant about the world-class bigots, people in the Justice Department, but it might be that Rush Limbaugh meant that we are the world-class bigots. I don't really know for sure. But I must say that when people think that accessibility to information is not important, this raises the question about whether or not they know what they are talking about. And I must say that I would have thought that providing access to information for everybody would have been a high priority, not just for the Justice Department and not just for the universities, but also for people who are conservative and want everybody to be able to participate in our society. I thought maybe Rush Limbaugh should have thought that one over before he said that accessibility is a thing promoted by people who are morons and bigots. I don't feel as though I am a moron or a bigot, and I don't think you are. So I urge you to keep at the good fight and to make clear to everybody that we who are blind want access to as much information as anybody else. This is August, and of course that means that the fall will be upon us fairly soon. We have had a convention in Wyoming in July. This is our National Federation of the Blind of Wyoming convention. We are having a convention in South Carolina this weekend. I will be heading off to South Carolina to participate in that convention, and we will be talking there about work that we can do to build the National Federation of the Blind. And also, I suspect we'll be talking about what we've done in South Carolina for the last few months. We do have, I think, the affiliate with the largest number of chapters in South Carolina of any in the United States, and it will be a joy to be there. This last week, we had a participation of the National Federation of the Blind in the National Instruments Conference, which took place in Austin, Texas. That conference talks about programs that are building opportunities for people using different kinds of instrumentation than have been used in the past. One of the elements of this program was our Blind Driver Challenge and the work we're doing to build an automobile that the blind can drive with Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's work received an award at the conference for the best in its class, which is robotics, but not only that, it received an award for the best in show for all of the classes of instrumentation programming that were presented at the conference. We participated in that. We got a few minutes of the final wind-up of the whole program to talk about the importance of this to the blind and the work of the National Federation of the Blind in doing it. In other words, we're getting a lot of recognition for what we're doing to change perception about the nature of blind people and the capacity of blind people to understand information non-visually. It is a joyful time to be alive, as I said on the last release, and we're making a lot of progress. Even with the criticism, we make a lot of progress. It is unusual when we are featured as an element both of the Rush Limbaugh program and of CBS Evening News in the same 3-day period. So we're making progress, and that is after the National Instruments Conference in Austin, Texas. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a couple of offerings here. Why can you not trust a hungry clock? When a clock is hungry, it goes back for seconds. The fellow who fell into the upholstery machine has been fully recovered.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.